I've tried to track down some photos of this Texan event, and I have not been successful yet. Would you mind describing like some of the visual work that you all did, maybe some of the highlights?
Sure. I've got photos I can send you.
Oh, that would be fabulous. Yeah, and if you have hard copies, I'd be happy to scan them and return them to you too.
Well, actually, if you know where the most of the photos are from a VMSD article. Visual Merchandising Design. But no, I have, when I get home, I'll look. Yeah, I've got some. Okay, so Texas the Crossroads was very cool. So the theme, well, of course, was everything Texas. So, but the one thing in Texas were the oil derricks. So we took the main floor of the downtown store and we paved all the aisles with black carpet and white stripes, and it was called Texas the Crossroads was the official name of it. And then we had vintage cars like parked in there, like they were driving down the streets and all that stuff. But the cool thing was the oil derricks. So we built these oil derrick structures around every column. There was probably like eight or 10 of them on the main floor. And so, of course, there were exhibits all over. We worked with Mapsco. You don't remember the books Mapsco? When you first moved to Dallas, okay, again, before GPS, which, and all this sounds really weird to say. I make it sound like I'm going back to the prehistoric times. I mean, for God's sake, we're talking like 20 years ago. Give me a break. but anyway, there was this company called Mapsco. They're still in existence. But when you, in Dallas, not in Dallas, well, yeah, Dallas was the first time I saw one. It was a book, and it was like a map, and the pages were numbered like A3, A4, whatever. And then you would turn the page, and that was the city, but it was in a book. So we worked with Mapsco, and we did a giant map that was folded along the elevator wall. I mean, we really had some cool stuff. Anyway, so the night of the gala, there was always a gala. The opening, and Governor Bush at the time was there, and up on the mezzanine overlooking the main floor, of course, there's hundreds and hundreds of people just decked out because, you know, the galas at Neiman Marcus. I'm going to give another name to you, someone else you have to talk to in a minute. Anyway, so we had this big giant valve up there and all this cool stuff. So the CEO was talking and they turned it over to Governor Bush and he walked and everybody talked. And so then they started turning this big wheel, right? This squeaking noise. Everything was produced. It was a show. And all of a sudden, you could feel almost like the main floor rumbling. Okay, we had these. It was incredible. And the music, this music starts, you know, and you could feel the vibration. And you could hear like the sound of an oil derrick erupting. You could hear the sound, you know. And all of a sudden, the derricks erupt. Millions of black feathers come shooting out the top like the oil. It's oil. And I mean to tell you, the crowd went nuts. I mean, nuts. And there were people picking feathers up and keeping them as souvenirs and putting them in their head. Anyway, that was one of the coolest productions that I think we ever did. That one was amazing. I mean, it just gives me chills now talking about it. Being there to see it, but that was the level of showmanship. I mean, we put on shows, major productions that people would charge to come into, but you know, you didn't at Neiman's kind of a thing. So I don't know how I got off on the tangent. Sandy Marple, right? That, do you know Sandy? Did you talk to Sandy yet?
She's on my list. I've talked to her a little bit in the past. So yeah, I'm looking forward to reconnecting with her, hopefully for this.
Oh, yeah. You gotta talk to her. Miss Marple, as she was fondly called. She's amazing woman. So very cool.